Ruth 1:6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. In this chapter, we read the account of Naomi. Naomi's husband, Elimelech, died. Soon after, her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, died. A sojourner with her husband, originally from Bethlehem, Judah, now in Moab, she was left with just two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. After hearing there was relief from the ongoing famine back in Judah, she was ready to return home. We'll learn in the following verses that she suggests both Orpah and Ruth, women of Moab, return to their mother's houses, while she made her way to Bethlehem. Orpah complied, but Ruth would not. She insisted that her place was with Naomi. She would go where Naomi went, live where Naomi lived. Naomi's people would be her people, and Naomi's God would be her God. This is the beginning of a wonderful account that provides a glimpse of the Redeemer and a glimpse of his unmatched grace. Ruth 1:6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread.